listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory near Vancouver. We are usually the show that brings you interviews, analysis, and the best informed rumor mill around at UBC campus life and politics, but this week is special. It's Fun Drive Week, so we're actually here in the studio live on the air. It is 7 p.m. on a Friday. My name is still Mayan Kreitzman.
And I'm still Neil Janssen. And you can still check out the blog ubcinsiders.ca for 9 years of breaking stories and busting balls all over the university. Today we actually have three new posts up on the website. The first is a rundown of the UBC Board of Governors' new members. The second is our weekly podcast, which this here show is replacing on the live airwaves. And the third is a close reading of the GSS president's recent kind of fake apology.
Hashtag fake apology. Check those stories out. But we are here to talk about something else, and arguably much more important. I feel that you might know what it is that's going on at CITR if you're a regular listener. It is Fun Drive Week. Fun Drive is CITR's annual fundraising push. And in honor of this special occasion, two out of my three awesome UBC-affiliated roommates are here to hang with us and show CITR some love. So we've got Sonia Babovich and Verena Sofert.
Okay, and it's a special show today, so let's let this theme music breathe a little longer. There you go. So if you want to know how it feels on the inside, you're listening to the right show, UBC Insiders On Air. Our theme music, for anyone who's curious, is by the band Against Me, and that's a lovely little ditty called Unprotected Sex with Multiple Partners. And on that somewhat awkward note, over to you, Mayan.
Okay, so let's give a proper welcome to our guests. They are both vetted to the highest degree of discernment possible because they are my awesome roommates. But other than that, they both have UBC affiliations as well. And our veteran listeners of our show, Sonia, you are a second-year medical student here at UBC. Welcome.
Happy to be here.
And Verena, you just defended your PhD and you're starting a postdoc in the same department as me. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Mayan.
Okay, so how's everyone's day? What's going on? How did you guys get here?
By public transit, which is awesome. I had a pretty long day at school. Which was nonetheless very interesting. I'm a second year med student, as you said. So
is today anatomy lab?
No, actually, we're done those for a couple weeks.
Woot woot.
Indeed. So it's been a bit of a long day, but I'm really excited to be here.
Cool. And Verena, what were you up to this afternoon?
Same old, same old. Working along on different projects. Happy that it's Friday, because. Fridays are always the best days of the week. It's the weekend ahead.
So we will be getting back to our guests shortly and asking them some scintillating questions about UBC life. Neil, what do we have to talk about first?
Well, it's Fun Drive Week, as everyone knows. This is CITR's annual fundraiser. This year's goal is to raise $40,000 for programmers' support. So call right now to donate 604-822-8648, or UBC Unit, as it's spelled out. And if you're wondering why you might want to do that, let's tell you about Madeline. Madeline Taylor was recently hired by CITR to be a spoken word coordinator to coordinate shows like ours. And that means she provides advice and production support to the station. And we're huge fans of Madeline and would like her to stick around the station. So please call in or go to citr.ca/fundrive.
Thanks, Neil. So, Sonia, as we were mentioning up top, you're a med student here. You were also an undergrad here, which is where we met. I don't think I ever remember, like, exactly how we met, but it had something to do with undergrad science undergrad society, like, hackery.
I think that's right. I think we were both, neither of us had official positions on the science undergraduate
society. Yeah, we were just, like, weirdly hanging on. Like, why?
We went to all of we still went to all of the events and generally had a good time. And I think in September it'll be 10 years since I've known you. So,
oh my gosh,
excited about that.
We'll have to have a friendversary party of some
Indeed.
Sort. And question. So, what you're in med school? What does a social justice oriented med student do?
Try to read as much as they can while fulfilling their academic commitments. No, seriously, our curriculum is very time consuming, so there's not a whole lot of free time. But I think we're trying to learn what we can do to serve the communities that eventually we hope to practice in. So, for example, I'm trying to learn all that I can about Indigenous health and decolonization. Another area of interest for me is migrant and refugee health. Again, so far for me, it's mostly consisted of trying to read as much as I can, learn as much as I can, and make some connections in the communities. That's about it.
So what percentage of other med students are joining you in this kind of stuff?
You know, I think it's hard to say. A lot of my classmates and colleagues have interest in one area or another. Like, I wouldn't say not everyone thinks they want to go out and do social medicine like full time, but I've actually been really encouraged by how many people
social
have.
Medicine, is that a thing?
I think so. It's not a specialty per se, but it's I think the definitions I've seen of it are medicine that aims to empower communities and to look at population health in a
cool.
in a way that's holistic and
cool,
empowering.
Cool. I'm just surprised I've not heard that term before living in my house. okay, lightning round of med school stereotypes. You say false, true or false, or some other short comment. Overachieving type A.
Largely true.
Super athletic.
True.
Yeah, they all do. They all do triathlons, don't they?
Super competitive?
Not really true anymore.
Super smart?
Questionably.
Oh, that's worrying.
Compassionate people helper?
Yes, I would agree.
Okay, that's not too bad. And Verena, we're going to catch up with you in a second. But in the meantime, let's just re-mention that this is Fun Drive Week. You should call on the phones right now. The number is 604-822-8648 to donate. Hey, you guys, if you donate $10, you can get a jar of homemade blackberry jam. Neil, did you make it or did your wife?
Oh, I made that.
You made it? Okay.
Don't give her the credit.
I don't know. I'm just being sexist here. Sometimes it happens. So, you know, you guys, CITR is set up to mostly be a music station, but this year there's awesome spoken word programming, and they're really starting to support that, which helps shows like ours a lot. Let's take a little music break with a pick by Verena. Verena, do you want to introduce the song?
Yes, sure. So this is the song She Moves by Aleph Arm, who's like one of my favorite German DJs, and it's featuring Graham Candy from New Zealand. Enjoy.
With my
Welcome back to UBC Insiders On Air. That was She Moves by Ali Farben featuring Graham Kendi. I am here in the live studio with Neil Janssen and my wonderful roommates, Sonia and Verena. Verena, so you have sort of been like an unofficial member of the UBC community until pretty recently, even though you've been in Vancouver for over a year now. So tell us how like you ended up here.
So it's a fun story that I think a couple of grad students will know. So I was doing my PhD at McGill in Montreal, and then my supervisor got a job offer at UBC.
Headhunted,
yes. And he decided to take this job. And so I, as a good grad student, tagged along and moved to Vancouver.
Right. So you just defended your PhD, which you had to go back to McGill to do. And now you have like an official postdoc position.
Exactly. So that was another excuse to come over because I knew that I would be doing a postdoc after this. So
right. So is there any difference between being a grad student and a postdoc from your full, what is it, like 2 days of official postdocdom?
Yes, there actually is a huge difference. And that is what for one's the salary. Like, I'm making for the first time in my life something like a real salary. Mm. So basically the same old work, more freedom, more independence, and more money. So I won't complain.
Yeah, I won't complain either. The other thing that I put in my notes is differences between postdoc and PhD student is you've told me that all the cute guys that are postdocs are already married.
That is very true. But I guess that's just maybe a factor of growing older.
Yeah. Plus, you get to be called doctor.
Oh, yeah. And I still really enjoy that. So please do call me doctor in the household.
And any given opportunity.
Okay. Exactly.
So UBC-wise, like, is there anything that you like about this place compared to McGill?
Oh, I love the campus. The campus, I think there's not many places that can beat UBC campus in terms of just beauty and having the beach right outside of our offices and a beautiful Pacific Spirit Park. So that's pretty awesome.
What about bad things?
Bad things, I would say commute. An hour commute every day one way is just awful. And at McGill, I had 10-minute walking commute, so that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not being downtown, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, but in an ultimate, like, UBC-McGill showdown.
That's a tough one. Both have one-to-one, I would say.
Hmm. Okay.
Oh, come on. Let's say that you are in your supervisor's position and offered a job at both places. Where would you go? You got
to
decide.
And you're applying for positions, so this is not so irrelevant
to
you.
Okay, then if I really have to make a decision, then I think I would still be Montreal-McGill. Mm-hmm. Montreal is difficult to beat in terms of all its festivals and its culture and its, like, wonderful city vibes with, like, tons of coffee shops and live music places everywhere and... So,
yeah, so it's more about the city, though.
It's more about the city, not the university, yes.
Now, one of the things you're involved in here is UBC C350. We've obviously covered the divestment stuff a lot on this show. What are your thoughts on what's been happening on that?
Oh, it's a huge disappointment. I was very happy that you picked up that topic because it's a topic that is very dear to me. And I know the people who have been really fighting this fight of trying to get the UBC to divest. And it's really discouraging to see how the university is just not even considering it, even though all the faculty and all the students have voted in a majority in support of divestment. So it's been frustrating, but at the same time, really cool to see this activism going on and having such a support from the community.
And you were at their teach-in that they had last week. Was it your impression that there's still a lot of energy and people, like, involved?
Oh, tons of energy. And people won't give up. That's for sure. And also the excuses given for not doing the divestment were so weak. So I think there's still tons of room for trying to push the university further to go ahead with divestment.
All right, now, are there any household squabbles you wanted to resolve here on the radio, Mayan?
Food?
Who's cooking this week? No, but so we're having a party on Saturday, and I will now quote Verena, quote, "All good parties need themes." So it's a masquerade.
And we won't let anyone into the house who doesn't wear a mask. That's the rule.
But the thing is, like, I don't know. I still feel like it's, like, it makes the party less accessible, and then people are, like, stressed out about it.
I concur, Mayan. I concur.
Maybe you guys both get close to the mics so you can both put in your two cents here. Like, I'm just of two minds. Like, on the one hand, it's fancy and cool, and I think I will like to wear red lipstick and a fancy mask. On the other hand, I'm just like, I don't know. We'll have to live. Well, okay, I'm not going to undercut your statement that nobody's going to wear a mask, but I just don't know what's going to happen.
I think it will be awesome, like most of my parties, so.
All right, well, don't just randomly show up to their party, but hopefully you'll have a good crowd there. And or if you wear a mask, actually, you should show up to their party because they won't know that you are a stranger.
We're not invited.
Yep. No, yeah. I mean, and that's kind of the theme of the masquerade, all sorts of strange confusion that that comes
so who,
out of it.
Who doesn't want to like have the opportunity to go all out with no one knowing who you are and being like have the opportunity to be yourself?
Well, so if
hidden behind a mask.
If your Googling skills are up to snuff, you can probably find out where I live without too much trouble.
All right, and on that note, let's get back to why we're here tonight, which is Fun Drive. It's Fun Drive Week. Call right now to make your donation, 604-822-8468. And if you need some extra motivation, we've got some powerful ones here for you now. If you're the first one to call and donate $40, you can give your very own UBC-related rant on an upcoming show. And if you call in and donate $60, you will be our very honored news panelist as well.
That's right. And I think we're going to take a little musical break. Is that right now? Okay, so we are going to listen to Them Their Eyes by Billie Holiday. And if you're curious as to why we're listening to this, it's because I swing dance and we learned a little jazz routine in my class last week. And yesterday I got to perform that jazz routine at the Thursday night dance. It was very embarrassing. There were lots of screw ups, but this is a great song.
First time I looked into them eyes, you have a certain little cute way of flirting with them eyes. They make me feel so happy, they make me feel so blue. I'm falling, no stalling, falling in a great big way for you. My heart is jumping, you started something with them eyes. You'd better look out, little brown eyes, if you're wise. They spark, they bubble, get you in a lot of trouble. Ah, oh, baby, damn their eyes.
Well, that was Them, Their Eyes by Billie Holiday. and you guys are listening to CITR On Air, special live edition for Fun Drive Week. Listen, you guys, we're going to do another pitch for Fun Drive. We want to inspire you by thanking some of the people who have already donated to Fun Drive because they are listeners of our show. Some of those people are Leah Keshet, Joanne Lee, Jillian Foster, Nasif Gasoub, Jennifer Birdall, Mark McLean, and Nike Vatzel. And there are some other donors as well who wish to remain unnamed, but they are out there in the ether, and we thank you very much, most sincerely. You know, we hope that you all join that illustrious list. You can call 604-822-8648 to secure our everlasting thanks and probably some CITR swag, as well as the aforementioned chance to go down in UBC Insider's history with your very own rant on our show or news guest appearance. So once again, 604-822-8648.
So I think the last segment is we have Sonia and Verena here, and they are fairly loyal listeners, I hear, and we're going to quiz them about our show.
So what are we doing that we shouldn't be doing, or what are we not doing that we should be doing? Sonia, you want to go first?
Yeah, I think it would be cool to feature more interviews with Indigenous academics and students. I think I haven't heard very many on the show so far.
Yeah, I actually have one lined up.
Oh, awesome. Great to hear. Can't wait to listen to it.
Farina, any thoughts? No?
No thoughts on... I think your show is pretty cool as it is. Like, I'm really always, when I listen, I just enjoy it and I'm impressed at, just
okay, keep the compliments coming.
I'm very happy to. I love this show. Seriously.
What about favorite episodes or things that you found interesting particularly?
So for me, I'm quite new to UBC. I only got here about a year ago, so I didn't really know what's going on campus. Like, all of those UBC politics are pretty new to me. And so it's really cool because listening to your episodes, I really got on top of what's going on, and I feel informed now. Favorite episodes? I really care about the vestments, so that was a really good one that I loved hearing. But I think my favorite still is the faculty protest. That was just awesome. Like, that live tape that you had there of faculty
shouting,
holding up signs. Like, when have you seen or heard about anything like this ever happening? So that's
was pretty exciting, and it was cool too because Neil was inside the meeting and I was outside at the protest. So it was cool that we both sort of had between the two of us both perspectives.
And that's a great ad for CITR, actually, because one of the things that they do provide for us are great portable recorders. So you get way better sound quality than just sticking your phone and recording a voice memo. And basically, because I'm always on the lookout for things, and my aunt is too, I think I basically have one of these recorders on permaloan, where it's just kind of mine. I return it, and then I pick it up another 2 days because I'm like, oh, I need to get tape for this thing. So that's another reason you should donate to CITR, so
indeed,
that we have these awesome resources for programmers.
True, true. Okay, and again, the number is 822-8648. Sonia, do you have any favorite episodes?
I really like the recent episode with David Eby, who's the MLA for Vancouver Point Grey. It just had a dose of realness to it in terms of criticism of the way UBC is run that was just so refreshing and wonderful. It was really nice to hear someone talk about the governance of a university who's under the age of like 50. Just gotta say,
hey, we're under the age of 50, and we talk about that all the time.
But you don't interview yourselves as experts, I don't think, most of the time. So yeah, I really enjoyed that one personally.
Yeah, he was very tall and had to fold himself into little tiny studio scenes. So it was really funny.
And he's a good talker, but of course he wouldn't be a politician if he wasn't a good talker. I don't think you can get elected without the gift of gab to talk to.
It's true. He seemed pretty polished.
Yeah. Well, we are pretty much out of time on this live version of UBC Insiders On Air. We will take a moment to once again give you guys the phone number to call CITR and make a donation. It's 604-822-8648. I want to thank our lovely guests, Sonia Babovich and Dr. Verena Sofert.
Please, can you say that again?
Dr. Verena Sofert. It's cool to hang out with you guys somewhere that's not in our kitchen. Thanks. And Check us out at ubcinsiders.ca. As usual, hit us up on Twitter at ubcinsiders. Thanks, Sonia and Verena, and thank you, Neil.
That's Dr. Neil, too.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Well, thanks, man. on our regular show next week, we'll have more AMS elections chatter with some UBC folks, and we'll have an interview with Ingrid Parent, the university librarian. And we'll close now with, I think, our normal outro music that you only normally get a snippet of, which is The Weaker Than's plea from a cat named Virtute.
Insiders out.
Don't you ever want to play? I'm tired of this piece of string. You sleep as much as I do now, and you don't eat much of anything. I don't know who you're talking to. I made a search through every room, but all I found was dust that moved in shadows of the afternoon. And listen about those kids. Songs you sing, they're not helping anything. They won't make you strong. So we should open up the house, invite the tabby two doors down. You could ask your sister if she doesn't bring her basset hound. Ask the things you shouldn't miss. Tape hiss in the modern man. Cold War and card catalogs to come and join us if they can. For girly drinks and parlor games, we'll pass around the easy lie of absolutely no regrets. And later maybe you could try to let your losses dangle off the sharp edge of a century. Talk about the weather. Day you brought me home. I know you're strong.